motive remains unclear, at least to Brady, Fox News. But a lot of other blanks have been filled in today about yesterday's subway attack that injured 29 people, including 10 who were shot in New York City.
We have witnesses on the train who said he was sitting in the back corner of the second car and he popped the smoke grenade. And we have one witness who says, what did you do? He goes, oops, and then he pops the two, brandishes the firearm, and fires 33 times.
NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essig, as investigators from multiple agencies announced that suspect Frank James was found and arrested without incident this afternoon in Manhattan after a tip while detectives build the case against him.
He left the storage receipt. He obviously came in with the U-Haul van that was tied to his name, and they were able to connect the gun, the 9mm semi-automatic weapon, to him that was purchased back in 2011 in Columbus, Ohio.
Fox is Brian Yenis in Brooklyn. James is now charged with a federal terrorism offense, which could mean life in prison if convicted. The White House says President Biden wasn't trying to prejudge anything when he called what's happening in Ukraine genocide. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says there is a legal process that will be followed, but that the president was speaking to what's felt about atrocities on the ground.
We're gaining greater access to areas. We have more intelligence on what's happening in areas. Leaders are speaking out more about it. And frankly, there's also reporting about what is happening on the ground.
She says the U.S. objective is to continue to help Ukrainians, pointing to the additional $800 million in military assistance authorized by the president today. Masking on planes? Not over yet. The CDC extending a federal mask mandate for public transportation that includes planes through May 3rd, allowing more time to monitor rising COVID cases. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new warning about malware. Multiple federal agencies issuing a joint alert announcing the discovery of malicious cyber tools capable of gaining full system access to multiple industrial control systems. They're not saying who developed it. Fallout in Minneapolis from the recent teacher strike that led to a longer public school day and a shorter summer.
The Minneapolis School Board considering some changes to its plan to extend its school days and the school year after some pushback from teachers, students, and parents.
This means that primary grade level students will be at school from 7:30 in the morning to 6 p.m. in the afternoon.
Why are you punishing us and we did nothing wrong? We did nothing to you guys.
Reaction at a Minneapolis school board meeting as every school has lengthened instruction by 42 minutes per day and extended the school year by 2 weeks to the end of June to meet state mandated requirements following a teacher strike last month that shuttered schools for 15 days.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The school board working with the teachers union is not ruling out a possible change. It's that time of year, graduation season.
Vitamin C's 1999 track Graduation, Friends Forever, dubbed Billboard's top graduation song for the class of 2022. Green Day's Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, taking the number two spot.
I hope you had the time of your life.
Followed by Queen's Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having such a good time.
One Republic's Good Life and Good Old Days by Macklemore featuring Kesha rounding out the top five. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wall Street bounces back with a rally. The Dow up 344 points today. The NASDAQ gaining more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.